some issues on the list.
Jacqueline, just so you know, called and sends her apologies. She's not in an accessible location today.
Okay.
All right. Shall we have a roll call to see who's here?
Yep.
Okay. Nick, do you have a list of who we're expecting?
We've received apologies, obviously, from John and from Savash and Jacqueline. We haven't heard anything from anyone else.
All right, and who's on the call so far? Wendy, Annette,
Alan,
Vittorio.
Yeah, Vittorio.
He's home, and we have Pierre.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here. Alice there or not?
Alice, no, I haven't heard from her.
They're still trying to get through to her. The operator says that her line just keeps ringing with no answer, but they're going to keep trying.
Oh, okay.
What about Carlos?
Carlos is here.
Uh-huh.
Hola, Carlos.
Hi, Nick. Hola, Nick.
Jose? Here. Wait.
Hola, Jose.
Hola.
Hola. Well, welcome. So, Alice is the only person who's not here whom we're expecting?
Looks like.
Okay,
I think we can start, and I would just like to say a few words in the beginning to all of you. Just about my personal situation, it is just that I'm getting a little better, but I'm still sick. I cannot talk much, but I start reading emails this week. So I only read a very few emails of the last 2 weeks. So my apologies for that, if I cannot really take part, but I want to, you know, join this telephone conference to, you know, get updated and slowly involved step by step. And I actually asked John to step in for these 2 weeks, but as we all read, John quitted, which is really a shame. And so I just asked Wendy to run this telephone conference, and I would just like you, Wendy, to just go ahead because I cannot speak that much.
All right, we all, I'm sure, hope you feel better soon. I'm going to basically then suggest that we go by the agenda on the wiki, which is the st.icann.org wiki, the 6 March 2007 page. The first agenda item is adoption of the agenda. So does anyone have suggestions or comments very quickly on the agenda that's laid out here on the wiki?
Fine.
Yeah, with the addition Wendy made, it looks fine.
It's good having that section there like that, I think.
All right, then. Excellent. Apologies from members. It sounds as though Jacqueline, Siavash has both sent their apologies that they're not able to join us. We're trying to get Alice, and other members have unfortunately left the committee.
Yep.
So, adoption of the minutes of the previous meeting. Does anyone have comments or problems with the minutes from previous meeting, or does someone want to move that they be adopted?
I move they be adopted after the spelling of my name is corrected.
Oh, shit. Pardon my French.
right in the middle of the part that Frank quoted.
Oh, shit. Once again. Where is that? Alan.
An extra L in it, I believe.
I just have
it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be done at this moment.
Okay.
Okay.
We will correct it.
Thank you. I would move that the rest should be fine.
Any
fine
objections?
No objection for me. For me.
Okay. So adopted. I see some action items on the previous minutes then. What do we know about the timeline for budgeting the upcoming fiscal year, and do we still have a budget committee?
I can answer the first question. We are just about internally to start on the budgeting process for the next fiscal year. It has been delayed because of an adjustment of the budget, which I think
it's very hard to
about
hear
to some degree.
Nick, you're cutting it. You're cutting out.
Is this any better?
Yes.
I'll send myself up. The budgeting process for this year is just beginning because we had to adjust the present year's budget for a revenue shortfall. I will have detailed budget to send around to you later today, apparently, that shows what we have left to spend. Because I know that's been requested. But we don't have anything yet on the next year's budget.
Nick, two things. You have a warble in your voice. I'm not sure how you're coming into us. And the second thing is for us newbies, can you tell me when the budget year starts?
July.
Thank you.
But we were asked to send in forms.
Sorry? All right. So I also noted that we had some public interest in knowing more about the budget, so I look forward also to seeing more about that when it's available.
I would like to make sure that we are really in time for the planning, because we were told that we get the forms in January.
That's all being delayed. That's what I've been sort of recounting to you. The whole process of next year's budgeting has not started yet.
May I ask what was the source of this shortfall?
I believe it's just revenues. Projected revenues were less than anticipated.
But it's
not just us. It's every part of ICANN that's had cuts.
Right, no, and once again, I wonder what kind of organization has such odd ideas about what its budget will be. It doesn't seem that there's very much that's unpredictable about the way ICANN gets its money.
I personally, from the organization I've been in, find nothing terribly shocking about rebudgeting in the middle, halfway through a fiscal year based on a different revenue number. I'm pretty used to that myself. But, we are where we are, basically. And we have less than we anticipated, and we'll still manage to, I think, do all the things that we really want to do for the year. So
things that we really want to do, like squeeze the ALAC members and play with their travel plans.
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate to fly regular instead of business class, but
I'm kidding.
Guys, we do the best we can here. You know,
unfortunate. All right, moving on down these remaining last week's month's action items. We're still waiting for the budget forms, I understand. The letter to the ombudsman was sent with the unfortunate results that we all saw. Is there a working party to schedule Lisbon meetings, and has that been meeting?
There are some scheduled, and I'm sure once we get into the Lisbon schedule, you'll have comments.
Very
on it.
Good. We have been getting Lisbon emails with Lisbon details. I appreciate that the wiki is now open, publicly accessible. We have not had members change on the ALAC internal list because we have had no emails from Nick that the membership has changed.
That's true.
Nominations for vice chair, I suppose, will need to be reopened due to our change in committee membership, and draft rules of procedure are on the schedule for review in Lisbon. So that brings us back to our March 6th agenda report, where we have had liaison reports delivered to the list. Does anyone have questions about those that have been delivered to the list? I put the Who Is report here into the minutes because it's essentially just a link to the same draft final report that was sent around last time. Any questions?
Yeah. One suggestion I would make is if we can make a version of the liaison reports that we can make publicly available every month, I think that the community would be happy to see them.
Okay.
I mean, we can package them up. We would just need guidance on what parts should be left out, if any, because of confidentiality.
I think that's a good idea.
Process. But, yeah, we're happy to package them up if you like.
It's Alan here. You'll have a GNSO report sometime in the next few days, hopefully. I've been sick also, and I haven't quite gotten to it.
All right. Does anyone want to spend more time on the liaison reports? Winded is home. I've already sent a report to the list, the internal list. We just had a phone call from 6 a.m., a new call. We talk about some new issues. Apart from the selection of GTLD, ID and GTLD streams, we're now talking about whether the second level ASCII domain name holder has any priority rights over the potential IDN domain.
Okay.
Was it something like a return of the DNAME idea? So I disagree with that. Discussion is still going on. Okay, this is an update.
Thank you. Is that someplace where the ALAC committee should be writing some sort of report or response?
The IDN working group is now drafting a report and is going to be published in Lisbon. Yes, I can draft a report from the perspective of ALAC to comment on various IDN issues, such as the GTLD confusingly similar issues and the sort of priority rise of the ASCII names. Yes, I can do that.
Is it something that we should circulate that to the ALSs?
Oh, yes, of course. Once the draft is done, it can be circulated.
Yeah. I think we are reaching the time to do so, perhaps pretty soon.
But yes, of course, at least before the Lisbon meeting, so that they can comment.
So we'll wait Hans' draft and then or report, and then we'll do that.
Excellent. So then I threw up a slew of policy matters for discussion. I'm just going to run through the topic and then ask if there are interest in discussing those on the call or if there are people who are interested in discussing the next steps on those on or off list afterwards. So we've got domain tasting, the register fly situation, and ICANN's enforcement of contractual conditions, GTLDs, including .XXX and various governmental messages, IDNs, with the both things that Hong has mentioned, and the procedural problems that additional participants have found getting themselves involved and heard in the process, and the GNSO review, London School of Economics report, and the upcoming ALAC review. So, interest in discussing any or all of those?
Alan, I have an interest on the domain tasting. I was at a GNSO meeting last week, and there's a few people there who were very curious what was happening with our request for an issues report and would like to work on it, whatever comes out of it with us. Can we have can someone tell me exactly what the process is for getting an issues report? I got various different versions from different people.
Nick, do we have an issues report? Are we considering the report that was presented to us as an issues report? Or were you planning to add to that report?
Nick there?
Nick?
Doesn't look like.
Okay, that's unfortunate.
Can anyone else tell me what the process is?
Yes,
I thought it was something that we could request. I was told at the meeting that no, GNSO has to actually get involved. We can initiate the request, but other people have to somehow get involved in it.
We can request an issues report, and then by transmitting that issues report to the GNSO Council, request that they start a policy development process.
Okay, but to request the issues report does not require anyone else.
Sorry, guys, but we dropped off there for a second for about the last 2-3 minutes.
Nick, welcome back. We were just getting into the domain tasting question and wondering whether we have an issues report in the form of the report that you circulated or whether you were preparing to do something else to turn that into an issues report.
We can take this as an issues report and go to the GNSO staff and say we want you to do an issues report for the GNSO. The only question that I raise to you is which route do you follow to get a PDP going? Do you go the issues report way, which then requires the positive vote of 66% or something of the council, understanding the weighted votes that the registries and the registrars have, or do you wish to ask the board to insist that a PDP be started? And this is really a political calculation as to how many votes there would be to start a PDP in the GNSO.
Okay. So my suggestion would be that we start the GNSO route in part as a demonstration of what the political layout is, and that we send this, that we make sure that this issues report has the points in it that we want, send it on to Chris Tonkin and say we would like to start a PDP.
Yes. I'm very much in favor of starting the PDP. I don't want to waste time on this hot topic.
we already wasted a lot of time waiting, and I think, Nick, if I get that right, what you're saying is these two ways, it sounds to me as the board way would be a rather political way, and the regular way would be the GNSO by our liaison, right?
If we have something which is of sufficient body to be called an issues report, we can certainly approach Bruce informally and ask him, which way does he think it should go at this point?
Sounds good.
The question I'm asking is what we have truly what would be considered an issues report? I'm not familiar with them enough to know whether this meets the criteria or not.
Nick, I thought that you had said you would add a few points to this based on discussions that we had on the list. Am I remembering correctly?
Yeah.
Nick, are you still there?
Nick? Oh, this is frustrating.
I suggest we use old technology that we know under works.
The telegraph. We all know Morse code.
But I also remember what Wendy said. But,
all right, do we have objections to reformulating this document into an issues report, asking Bruce Tonkin informally first his sense of the picture, and let's...
Sorry, guys, we got dropped again. There's a networking problem in this end of the Brussels office, I think.
Can we suggest you use telephone then?
That means four of us have to hang up and join in, so we can do that, but it will just take a minute.
Once you're dropped off again, please go to the normal telephone.
Yeah, I will.
We are discussing about this issue report, or could we just use it as an issue report?
Okay.
Did you hear the point that I was making, I think, when the call dropped, that you could actually do both at once?
No, we didn't hear that point. So.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is since the board is the only certain way through, in the interest of expediency and to put some pressure on the GNSO, you could pass a resolution from the community asking the board and the GNSO to take up the matter as a matter of urgency. Then if the GNSO didn't have enough votes, the board would be, they'd know the board was in the background. I think the votes might be there. I talked to Marilyn Kate about this, and she seemed to think that the votes were there. Just a thought. Insurance.
Okay, so our question is still on the issues report documents that we have. We thought that you had been planning to add some sections based on list conversations. Is that something that you can do?
Well, I can do. I asked what elements it was desired to add to it, and I think John had one or two things,
yes.
And I asked, is there anything else? And that's sort of the last I heard. If that's all the comments that there are, I mean, that's fine.
The question I was asking, Nick, is this document really at the caliber that staff consider it an issues report? With capital R.
I will ask Glenn her view on that. Glenn de Saint-Jury is the staff person for the GNSO.
Right.
She's been hospitalized. She tore her Achilles tendon. I think she's on the mend now, but it's not a very fun thing to tear, as you can imagine. It basically means you don't walk. I think she's back in the saddle on email and things. Like we see the odd email coming from her. So I can certainly ask that question.
Okay. But once we have it, we can then decide quickly what process we go forward with it. And I'll certainly bring it up with Bruce and ask him, does he have any feeling as to which would be the most both expedient and politically correct way of doing it?
One thing. Vittorio, have you observed any tendency at the board level on this matter?
Well, no. Well, apart from what I reported in the report, I don't think so. So there was some discussion, but No clear tendency yet, I'd say.
Well, but the board has approved PIR's attempted resolution of it or addressing it, and there's a draft contract in place or out for comment. So that implies an agreement with the board that there is something that needs to be done.
Even though we sort of would seek for their, say, Bruce or GNS's reaction, but being individual users or users representative, I think we better convey more proactively that we as the users are heavily concerned about this. That may, on the way, impact them, not rather than the other way around. That's sort of my strong preference.
That's kind of why I made the suggestion that perhaps we could pass a resolution as the whole community and saying, here is what we think of the current situation, and here's what we want done, so that it's a much more firm, proactive, strong sort of statement.
Right.
You don't have to do that. I just think it would be. I mean, the whole conference is going to be paying attention to at large because of all these railers forming. May as well use the limelight. Was my thinking.
So it implies like somebody has to prepare a draft resolution in the meantime. Is that what you suggest, Nick?
Yeah, well, that was my suggestion, is that, we pick two or three things and, somebody takes on drafting sort of a one-page sort of declaration-style document that we send around to all the railers to look at in advance with a view to passing them in Lisbon, giving them to the board at the board meeting, the public board meeting.
You just lost me, Nick. What are we talking about? Passing to the railos a list of what? I thought we were just talking about domain tasting right now.
Yeah, but passing a resolution on the matter to all of the regions and saying, look, does anyone have any comments on this? This is what we would like to say in public on behalf of the community at the Lisbon meeting.
Sorry, Nick, you mean for all five issues, all five policy issues listed here, or just for domain tasting?
Well, or one or two, three, I mean, however many people want to do, but...
Well, that sounds a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if they're not really long, obviously, you don't want something long and very dense, because that's very hard to get through, but...
Indeed.
Okay, so perhaps then we need to add to the action items a procedure for getting RALO commitment to resolutions, since we said that there are very few issues on which the RALOs actually talk with us. It would be good to have ways of getting them involved in conversation.
Yeah, that was part of the undertone of why I was thinking that this would be good.
I just don't want to hold domain tasting up to a process that we don't understand yet and could delay it.
No, I think I would suggest that go sort of in parallel and behind anything that the committee is planning. So if we can get this paper into shape to be an issues report and get a request on to the GNSO Council, and then if that is at some point followed by an affirmation from various other members of the public that this is something important to them too, that just adds to the clamor.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody could take on, even writing a one-page thing, and then we could go to the region and say, this is what we propose, this is what ALEC proposes to send out. Does anyone have any comments? And then, it's not a hostage to a positive affirmation. You're just saying, this is what we're going to send unless we hear something.
Yeah, advice.
All right, so then the action items from this point are to get the domain tasting paper into shape, and then Alan to start informal conversations with Bruce to make sure we know what it takes formally to start a PDP. Shall we just have the vote on the call right now among the committee to
to start the PDP so that we can say to Bruce when we're ready. We have the affirmative vote of the committee, but that's what we want to do.
Yes.
Fine with me.
Okay. Does somebody want to call for a vote?
I would call for the vote. Yep. Let's do that.
All right.
Sounds like unanimous.
Yeah. Any objections?
No.
So voted.
Yep.
ALAC finally has voted for a PDP on domain tasting. It is a momentous occasion.
And I'm foolish enough to volunteer myself to come up with a draft resolution with your help.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
I try to send it in perhaps by the end of this week.
And I'm happy to do whatever anyone wants in terms of drafting or not drafting. You know, whatever's helpful, I'm happy to do.
Thank you, Nick.
I'll count on you, Nick. I will try to first draft my clumsy English and see how it goes. Is that okay?
Sounds great.
Excellent.
Kong.
Hi.
Is there a possibility that the statement on IDNs could also be in a version of a draft of a resolution, because I think that would be also very much of interest to the internet users?
Sure, of course, no problem. That's already
great.
In our plan. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Wendy, do you understand the register fly? I mean, not to put you on the spot here. Well, kind of, but it seems like you're quite au fait with the contractual issues and the enforcement issues related to register fly. Do you think it's worth putting a similar sort of, you know, one pager together on that, calling for action?
Sure, yes. And I will volunteer to do that. My concern there is that register fly has shown itself to be clearly out of the terms of its registrar accreditation agreement by failing to respond at all to registrant complaints, and that situation has highlighted the fact that ICANN has never the escrow provision of any of its registrar accreditation agreements, leaving registrants, the individuals, basically up a creek if the registrar who has served them goes under. This had always been one of ICANN's chief arguments for having a registrar accreditation process in the first place and for being concerned about TLD additions. And yet, when it comes down to actually enforcing the contracts that it's written, it appears that ICANN has taken a great deal of prodding even to acknowledge that there's a problem. So the further problem for the general public is that all of these contracts are written with clauses that say there are no third-party beneficiaries. So they at least claim that the only people who can act to enforce those contracts are the direct parties to the contract, ICANN and Registerfly. In a case like this, I think the law would say otherwise, that a person who has entered into a contract with Registerfly expressly relying on the fact that Registerfly was bound to ICANN to do things would be entitled to, would have a legal claim against ICANN for failing to oversee that. I'm not suggesting at this point that we bring a class action lawsuit against ICANN, but that at least that we as public representatives should be looking at this as an example of where the ICANN checks and balances have failed and looking for ways to make those stronger in protection of the individual user and individual domain name registrant.
I second that wholeheartedly. There's the potential, if we word it wrongly, to make it look like we're just hitting on ICANN, but as the representative of the user, I think we have an obligation to point out that the individual users in the case of Registerfly have been significantly disenfranchised with no one fighting for them, including ICANN, who was supposed to.
Yeah, and the ombudsman comments are a bit astonishing when he just...
Well, it's interesting. The comments to the ombudsman were, please fix the register fly, please make register fly comply. And the ombudsman is right in that he has no rights to do that. Nobody seemingly worded it saying, please make ICANN, the ICANN organization, force register fly to, which he did have. He did have the ability to.
Yes.
As far as I can tell, no one actually said that to him from what's been published.
Yes, but his inability to read between the lines or to take on the additional facilitating role that he purports to is disturbing, that he can get a flood of messages like that and not think that perhaps they bespeak something significant about the relationship to ICANN.
I guess it behooves us to phrase this any positive way if we can.
All right. So I will wrap up.
Sorry, guys. Dropped out. Now I'm on a landline.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
Welcome back.
Annoying.
You're using the real phone now?
Yeah. But in listening to you, Wendy, I can see that I obviously picked on the right person there.
Thank you.
I somehow knowing that you, from your emails, that you knew the subject well enough and were quite warmed to it.
Yeah, so I have volunteered myself to draft up some initial comments.
And if you like, since there's, if you want me to basically edit them for a common style so that they read in a similar way, I'm happy to do that. So it's not essential, I guess, really.
All right. Sure, we'll look at that as the statements come around, I suppose. On GTLDs, are there points on which we should say something further than we've already said?
Well, I can comment on the last part of the sentence on number 3. Does the GAC want veto rights over new TLD strings? The answer is definitely. Are they likely to get it? Probably not. At least based on what the GNSO is thinking.
All right. And should the ALAC say something about our own collected thoughts on that issue of string approval?
I don't sense it's really necessary. It couldn't hurt, but I'm not sure we have a surplus number of people willing, who will do these things, and I don't think it's one of the high priority ones.
Okay. Does anyone feel strongly that we should say something about either new GTLDs in general or .XXX? I think we've already made statements and can point to those statements in the record.
Yeah, if I may, I'm not clear whether the board will actually take some decision in Lisbon or maybe even at the March 13th call. But, I think that for the moment what I conveyed is that there are different opinions, and so we don't have a final view on this. If you have if we want to have a common position that should be conveyed to the board, I'd better have it in writing if possible.
Are we talking about XXX or TLD?
About XXX, yeah. About new GTLDs, there's plenty of material, so. And also, by the way, I was dropped from the call when you were discussing register fly, so I'm not sure what you concluded on that.
On register fly, we said that I would draft something up expressing the individual user's concern that ICANN should actually enforce its contracts for the benefits of end users.
Yeah, that would be good, and also... What I tried to raise on the board list is that there should be some more attention to how to protect consumers in some way. So I guess that the staff is trying to do something, but still there's not much attention being paid to what registrars do, even if when it's collective situations like this one. So, it seems that most people at ICANN start from the assumption that they don't have to care about what happens to registrants or what registrars do with registrants, and this is wrong. So this is something that should possibly change, and I think that the registrar accreditation agreements could be revised, and there could be many things that could be added as requirements to the registrars to provide a better service to consumers.
Yeah, there are certainly issues that go in both directions. Well, we don't want ICANN to become giant regulatorium. It is the only entity that is in a position to regulate, the only entities that are in a position to offer domain names. And so our choice...
Some regulation would be good.
Yes, some degree that the end user can rely on the word of what those who... promise that a domain name will be kept reserved for him.
Well, we'd like to be certified by ICANN to have some meaning.
Yeah.
I haven't really.
Can I just ask a practical question? Since obviously these things carry more weight if we can, you know, have sent them around to the RALOs on this sort of no objection basis. When do you all think that you can have the draft to send out?
Well, I think I need a week, so I sent you next week. And if Nick could help me to edit, into a treaty form.
I'm happy to do whatever I can to help.
Right, and then it can be circulated to RILO, before Lisbon, and they can comment on that. Would be good to be published in Lisbon.
And of course, we'll have two RALOs there in order to reinforce the message, if you will.
Mine on the domain tasting, I'll draft it by the end of this week. So on Sunday or Monday, your time. You have first draft, may take another week for us, and then circulate to the ALSs.
Fab.
And also, I might include some concern to the registrars about the domain tasting, the bulk registration, and including domain monetization. Some of the registrars setting up their, sort of subsidiary or whatever, and taking advantage of their bulk registration and stuff like that, leaving out the normal end users. So that could be an interesting issue.
Well, but I think that I don't think we should introduce new issues in the one page. I think if that needs to be there, it should be in the issues report.
Okay.
If not in the issues report, then we need to consider whether it should be. But I don't think we should be adding new things in new concepts in the policy paper.
All right. Maybe I'll suggest that when we get Izumi's draft, that we also, so at the same time, all of us read through the paper that's been circulated, and if there are any issues that we see should be added to the issues report, that we propose those in the next week and a half.
Good.
Okay. Excellent. GNSO review and upcoming ALAC review. We started a little bit of discussion on the list on formulating some ALAC positions and or formulating some compendia of the differing ALAC positions, because there may well be different positions on the GNSO review. We perhaps should go back and look at that lengthy document off-list and then, or offline, and then circulate our thoughts and things that we might want to put into a paper or statement. I sense that the board is considering this rather currently, so anything we could add would be useful. Is that right, Vittorio?
Yeah, and well, what happens, actually, what I discovered is that most of the real work in the board takes place in committees where I am not allowed to be, and not even to read the list or to know what's being discussed, not even the agendas. So it appears that, for example, this matter is being discussed in the board governance committee, and so I have no idea whether 2 days before the next board call maybe some resolution will pop up on the agenda. And I mean, it's actually, there's not much information that I am getting as well. So up to now, there's been some general discussion, and of course, there was someone pushing for prompt approval of the LSD recommendations, but most of the others either wanted to, I mean, have a little more time to think at each of them, or even wanted to, I mean, wait and have the other reviews done before taking a comprehensive approach. So it's, I don't think that there will be a sort of, I mean, evolution and reform process version 2.0. So there will be nothing like that, because the people who were in it still remember it as a painful process, and so they would like to do the changes, bits and pieces, one SO or one AC at a time. At the same time, it's clear that there are some issues that go across different organizations and committees, and so they might be delayed until all the involved committees have been reviewed.
All right. Thanks. So I think that then I would suggest we circulate on the list discussion of the at the LSE report and of other pieces of that reform suggestion.
Yeah, well, of course, there is one specific recommendation of the LSE report which affects us directly. So on that one, of course, a specific view from us could be welcome, even if, I mean, it's not under discussion yet, but in the future, maybe it would be good to have an opinion from us. And unfortunately, I know that there were a lot of different opinions on whether a merger with the NCC was advisable or not, and so on. So I don't know whether we have a common opinion on that. But on the other hand, there have been also discussions about other possibilities, so including, I mean, having board members selected by the at-large. So it's, I mean, there's a range of possibilities, and doing this sort of, I mean, registrant constituency in the GNSO is just one, and I'm not even sure it's the better one. So, I mean, it's a broader discussion.
All right, any other points to raise on the call here?
Related to that was, well, if we are going to discuss about the list of meeting, let's move on to that. And I sort of propose to have some joint meeting with NCUC. It relates to this point, but I think we better move to the list of meeting.
Okay. On the agenda next is membership matters. Not on the agenda somehow is Lisbon meeting planning.
It's down below in the other matters.
Okay.
And just so you know, if you refresh the agenda, I noticed that I didn't put a link in there to the Google Calendar for the Lisbon
meeting. Thank you.
And you'll now find it.
Okay. So before we skip to the, I think we did agree that we wanted to get to the discussion of the Lisbon meeting, since that's quite important and coming up. Quickly on the membership matters, I just want to make sure that we are keeping as close as possible to our timeline on voting on ALS applications. Can we call a vote on all of on the now overdue applications?
Susie and I are just finishing the last bits of the new voting system, and you should find an email with a link to the vote today.
Excellent.
Not only that, it's partly multilingual for Jose and Carlos. It's not entirely multilingual yet, but you will see a Spanish flag button at the top, and this vote will be partly multilingual, and the next one will be fully multilingual.
Nick, I do not feel comfortable voting on telecommunities without the answer from Jacob.
That one is not in
included.
The list.
Ah. Shouldn't it be? It's past you.
It's past you, but it's related to the criteria of evaluating and the answer about why Jacob said what he did, and the supplementary information that they just that they provided to us.
That supplementary information didn't save anything very different. Most of it is verbatim from the answer that John got, and it doesn't really change the situation in my mind.
But they are aware of the fact that their application has posed a question because of them being an organization of organizations. They're aware of this.
One question seems to be that we don't seem to think it poses a question. We seem to think it poses a not eligible, let's vote them down and move on.
You're perfectly free to do that. I guarantee you they will ask for a review of it. I prepared the proposed guidelines for evaluating ALSs because of this very situation, and because I had the feeling, which has turned out to be correct, that there is no magic structure of organization that qualifies, and that I know has not been your past. That has not been the way that ALAC has been evaluating applications. I know in the past you have taken the view that if it's an umbrella NGO, it doesn't qualify. And the legal situation is that is not actually true. So,
well,
lawyer's interpretation, and we have our lawyers.
Nick, I have a strong feeling on that.
Well, I thought there might be some strong feelings.
Well, is this the right time to discuss it?
Well, we can do it later or now or whenever you like.
I don't know where it is on the agenda. I don't think it's on the agenda anywhere else.
It's down below under new business.
Ah, okay, then let's wait to that.
Okay. All right. So I'm suggesting that we skip over the membership matters agenda item to get to preparation for the Lisbon meeting. Is this conference call planned for an hour and a half?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Wendy, I have a recommendation for the membership matters. Nick, when you're setting up the new voting tools, would you please add the links to both the due diligence form and regional recommendations?
That is what has delayed it for a few days.
Thank you.
Adding those links in.
Right. Annette here. May I ask, I'm not up to date, but the last thing I worked on was together with Izumi on hiring Jean, and I'm quite surprised that we did not vote yet on these ALSs, because I think there's the problem that there's also a delay of several ALSs now over time. So I'm unsure about this, and I would like to get an update what the status is now.
That's a few lines down in the agenda.
Nick, could I just say, Susie here, there are six to be voted on, and that takes us up to the 6th of March. And then the next one due to be voted on in April.
Somehow I had counted eight. Once we subtract telecommunities, that still leaves one in limbo.
I hadn't included telecommunities, and I hadn't included the communica, which is...
Oh, that appeared again.
Well, which is the same issue, though. It's an organization of organizations. So if you include, you know, I'm really confused by this new approach. But I'm just, you know, trying to get updated.
All right, so remaining issues are there. We're jumping down to number four under other matters, preparation for Lisbon meeting, for which we've been given a Google Calendar link, to which I can't get access with the same password that gives me access to the Google documents. Interesting.
It's open, not a closed calendar. You shouldn't need a password.
It's asking for one.
Well, then that's your Google account password, whatever that is.
Sure, Google is trying to take over the world. They're doing it quite successfully.
You're saying for an open document, I have to type in my Google account?
I'm not trying to log in as you guys, so I
looked at it the other day, and I didn't need a password, though.
I'm now seeing everything in Dutch, so...
All right. So
is there a committee that is working on the Lisbon schedule? Or are there individual members who have been working on the Lisbon schedule?
John.
Well, I was supposed to, but I guess that I don't know what happened.
Oh, good. It's in English again now.
It's still not showing up at all for me. But anyhow, are there issues?
I can tell you.
Are there matters that we need to discuss regarding planning for Lisbon?
A couple things.
Yes, please.
At the moment, we have 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday the 24th for the African ALSs, and 9:30 to 1800 for the European ALSs. There's nothing really magic about the half an hour difference staggered start time. It's just that we're simultaneous meetings that will allow people to say hello to each other more than anything else. And on Sunday, the European ALS meet from 9 to 1, or 9 to 12:30. And then the first at-large advisory committee session is from 1 to 6. I'm presuming we're going to do a cheap dinner thing after that for the group like we did in Sao Paulo. The afternoon of Sunday is the tutorial sessions that are traditionally the day before the ICANN meeting starts. So my assumption is that most of the European ALSs and African ALSs will go to the tutorial sessions, leaving you all free to have your first session on most of the internal things that probably wouldn't be so interesting to the community. And then on Tuesday for Constituency Day, in the morning, the two ALSs, the two groups of ALSs are meeting again, the two regions, and then I have you guys in from 1 to 6 in the afternoon. Now, obviously, we can change these things around. I just picked times when it wasn't, to the maximum extent it wasn't conflicting with other things, and Tuesday is the other constituencies are also meeting that day. So there's a desire for conference planning to have Constituency Day actually be Constituency Day for all of them.
Okay, there's a page on the on this wiki entitled Lisboa Agenda, where I would suggest that people start adding agenda items to populate those discussions. I've already said, unfortunately, I won't be there, but I will gladly add items to the wiki.
One suggestion I was going to make is on Constituency Day, part of the appeal of meeting on that day is all the staff are focused on being available for presentations, questions and answers, whatever. So if you wanted on the Tuesday ALAC session, for example, to have it about domain tasting and have a discussion with Kieran, the manager of public participation, the ombudsman is interested in getting together with you all and the community members and talking about what an ombudsman does and how it works and, the various questions that came out of the Y Internet thing. So whatever staff resources you would like me to arrange and whatever time slots, I'm happy to do that.
Well, did we arrange a meeting with the board?
You have a meeting with the board?
No, did we? I mean, did you, I mean, as we used to do the last time.
That's the one thing I'm waiting for. And I'm hoping that there's actually, I'm in the Brussels office today, so I'm hoping there's actually some news on that today.
Okay.
I would like to plan the meeting with Kieran It was the ALEC who asked 100 times for getting the manager for public participation in place, and now as he's there, he got in touch with us and asked for, you know, exchange of ideas and policy issues. So I think this is a great chance to, you know, get in touch with him and link up. But this should be prepared a little bit, you know. So
that, well, that's basically what I'm suggesting is if we can just sort of say, okay, well, we'll have Kieran in from, you know, whatever, 1:30 to 2 or 2:15, you know, ombudsman from 3:15 to 3:45, and the GNSO policy.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that we should prepare this, you know, in advance. Someone, you know, if there is a volunteer to write something on, you know, what could be a fruitful cooperation with Kieran, or some issues we would like to discuss with him.
And here I would also add back Izumi's suggestion that ALEC and MCUC meet, particularly as the issue of merger comes up in the LSE report, and as we discuss criteria for ALS membership, that some suggestions of which overlap strongly with what MCUC is working with.
Well, it's a perfect day to meet with them because they're going to be meeting that day too, so go to wherever they're meeting or vice versa.
I just want to extend them the invitation.
Sure.
I actually sent Milton some informal inquiry if he's willing to, and he said, of course, but the problem he has is whether he's coming to this one or not is not yet decided. Or, but that's only Milton. I think the MCUC, as a Committee of Constituency, should be welcome us.
I'm happy to pursue that and find a time scheduler for you.
Right, they do have other council members who are coming to Lisbon. Oh, well, Nick, it seems we've only have two long meetings for ALAC.
We can have more.
Well, so far, one on Sunday, another on Tuesday morning. So I want to ask for the other colleagues whether we're going to have a sort of a half-day policy meeting to talk about the domain testing and other policy issues. Tuesday seems to be a good time. We will have European and African ALSs present. Well, I suggest we have an IDN session on Tuesday. But, of course, it depends whether we're going to use that half day on Tuesday on policy issues.
It would be the ideal time.
My only concern is that that is the constituency day. And GNSO IDN Working Group may well have meetings on that day. That's
I saw some meeting about that, Hong. I don't think it was that day. It might be.
Really?
Just about to open the spreadsheet.
Let's see. Okay. And if we're great, I can invite some guys from the IDN Working Group, from CCTLD IDN Working Group, from the President Advisory Committee of IDN to speak at
sure.
our meeting, right, to give a briefing to ALSs.
Well, everybody is focused on that day, which is part of
the
appeal of doing that kind of meeting on Tuesday.
Oh, yes, I see.
Is it only me, or does the Google Calendar show for everyone that all of our meetings are in the middle of the night?
It doesn't show for me at all, so.
You've got to scroll over to the right days.
Yeah, it doesn't even show a calendar for me. Just shows a blank page with all of the Google logins.
You have a Google account, right? You have a Google account, there's no problem.
Because the calendar settings are set to, it's set to GMT, this calendar.
Well, but we're pretty close to GMT where we'll be meeting.
I don't know why it would be showing it to you in...
Well, I have the first meeting on Sunday for the European ALS starting at 0100.
That's our time.
But it's interesting for me, it started from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m.
All right, so it's obviously translating it to local time for me,
yeah,
for my convenience.
Yeah. It's.
Thanks.
It's being too effective, I think, for you, really.
All right, we'll ignore all that.
Okay, Tuesday, working. You want me to look for IDN, don't you? No.
Or any GNSO work. From my point of view.
GNSO, GTLD, registries meeting, registrars meeting. Non-commercial domain name holders constituency.
Right, this is a constituency day, so
yeah.
Most constituency would have meetings. That's
FP, the... business interest, IP, cross-constituency. No IDN.
No IDN.
And Vittorio, you're okay except for 10 to 11.
Yeah, at least for now. Well, I guess that on Tuesday there will be other meetings because the board tends to meet.
You've got some in the afternoon, though. You've got lunch.
Lunch in the afternoon.
And then you've got the registrars.
Interesting. Yeah, and I'm going to miss them, the meeting on Sunday afternoon. So I hope I can see you.
Are the GNSO meetings planned at this point, Nick?
Yeah, I'm looking now. The GNSO public forum is on Monday afternoon.
I'm less worried about the public forum than the working session.
No, I'm just kind of going down the list. GAC. GNSO public forum on Wednesday. Nope. You're okay at the moment.
Well, Nick, could you please have a look? Whether GNSO and CCNSO council meeting have any meeting on Tuesday?
CCNSO members meeting is on Tuesday.
Oh, I see. How about GNSO?
No.
Oh, okay, so it's fine for Alan and so us.
That's part of the appeal of using Constituency Day for this.
Right.
Now, if you guys want to do another meeting, Thursday afternoon, there's a board workshop, but otherwise, you're clear.
Let's do it then.
1330 to 1800 is a board workshop, but nothing else. Do you want to do another ALAC meeting?
Let's do it. I think it's important to have one later in the week.
Right.
So you want me to just do Thursday afternoon?
Right.
Okay. So there is now a Thursday 1300 to 1600.
16 or 18? What did
18,
you say?
Sorry. Okay. 1330 to 1730?
Mm-hmm.
Is that good enough?
Yep.
Done. So, you want to do the policy discussions on Tuesday?
Annetta, what do you think? Well,
my problem is my server, the REN server is down. I have no access to our page at all. With password or not, I cannot access any So I cannot see right now. But we just have to make sure that if it's an open discussion that other people can attend the meeting, and we have to make sure that we have time to prepare our presentation for the public forum. So these are...
Which is Thursday morning, so...
Which is Thursday morning, so... I don't know if we have a little time either on Tuesday or on Wednesday afternoon or sometime, you know, in between where we have an hour or so at least to check something. But and then we should make sure that Vittorio can take part in some meeting. If we only take the times of the board meetings, this would not be very helpful for him. And of course, we want to have Alan and Siavash in there. But I think we should really publish, if we have a, we should go back to our nice forums we had on IDN, the public presentations where we really discussed that. And that should be a clear time for everyone, you know, so... That if people read the schedule, they should be able to understand what is just a normal ALEC meeting, which is open but just only for transparency reasons, and what is an ALEC meeting, which is actually meant to be attended by public.
Well, my guess, and you all should obviously change my tell me differently. My thought was that the Sunday meeting. Could do some of the preparatory work, for example, for the public forum, and the preparatory work for the remaining meetings, as well as the administrative and other internal work that is, as you say, open for transparency reasons, but not really of interest. Then leaving the Tuesday meeting to be used for the policy work you're speaking about. Bringing in the staff and specialists and having a policy meeting, and then Thursday could be any leftover work from the other two meetings.
Well, Nick, is it totally impossible to have a ALEC meeting on Wednesday, because we can use Wednesday meeting to finalize the preparation for public forum? Normally we have an immediate meeting before the forum.
You can. Wednesday is the GNSO public forum from 8:30 to 10:30.
Oh, okay, in the morning.
And then the GNSO council meeting from 10:30 to 12:30.
Oh.
So that's going to be Alan. And
right.
I'm sure many of the community will be interested in going to the GNSO public forum anyway.
Right.
In fact, one could argue that you should all be there in force, considering that you're going to lay a paper on it. And perhaps that would be the place to do it, in fact, to read out the resolution. In the afternoon, there are two workshops scheduled from 15:30 to 1700 and 1730 to 1900. I don't know what those are. They're open. The GAC meeting. Those workshops could be anything at this point. So Wednesday afternoon, you could definitely, I think, get together at either 15:30 to 1700 or 1730 to 1900. If there was maybe one workshop that was very good, what you actually wanted to go to.
Right. Okay. So just in case we don't have time to discuss about public forum on Sunday, we can have a quick meeting on Wednesday. Annetta, what do you think of that?
Yeah, it sounds good, and maybe we could shorten the Thursday meeting a little bit and say we start at 2, you know, to have a lunchtime break for, you know.
Right.
Okay,
I'll do that, and I will try and find out for you what those workshops actually are now. And shall I then just go and see what staff are available in these various categories and the like for the Tuesday meeting, and just try and arrange what would you like, say, 1 hour each on the main policy areas?
That's okay.
I think it makes sense that someone is really taking care of the presentation. We had this wonderful meeting, Hong, which you organized
right.
on IDN, you
right.
know, inviting some people who don't, you know, are not necessarily staff, but, you know, other experts.
Yeah, of course.
So it would be helpful to just say, okay, if Wendy thinks, for example, the registrar fly issues, is something we should, you know, discuss in public and invite some folks. I mean, then
make sure they
just go ahead and, you know, I think people should take the lead of organizing this meeting at a certain time, and they, you know, so I think that would make sense. So maybe the three issues we decided we are going to have a resolution on would be the right issues to discuss in public.
And then I can take the administrative, I can take the lead from each of the leading people on those resolutions and deal with what the invitations and the logistics for you. You tell me who you want there and tell you who's available on the staff and suggested by the staff.
Okay, is it absolutely sure 1 hour for each topic? If that is the case, we should limit the number of speakers.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Well, five hours, so you could even run over a little.
But we have five issues here, right?
What five?
Five policy matters, domain tasting, register fly, XXX, IDN, LSE. Are we going to discuss all of them?
Well, those we decided we want to have a resolution on is register, my IDN, and domain tasting. Right?
Okay. That's fine.
And I don't know. I mean, what do the others think about? Is it good to have on all these issues a discussion there, or should we give a presentation and ask, for example, Alan could ask the GNSO if we get some extra time at the GNSO to present the domain tasting? Or if we run our own meeting,
if we're going to want to try to start a TDP on domain tasting, then it's too late to start having a public meeting and ask for comments there. I think we have to try to get any comments from Raylos quickly and then take action at the Lisbon meeting.
Announce the...
Yes.
Otherwise, once you solicit comments, you have to have at least a time frame to incorporate them. And I don't think we want to do that right now.
No, I don't think we want to emulate the GNSO process in that way.
So no public.
Okay, so it sounds as though we've got three good topics that don't represent all of the topics that ALAC has been discussing, but represent three where there has been heated and interesting discussion that it would be worth sharing with the public and with other members of the community. We're not saying that those are the only issues ALAC is concerned about, but these are three interesting ones at this stage of discussion.
Well, and then you also then leave some time in the meeting for the two regional groups to perhaps bring up issues that interest them as well.
Yes, I think it would be very valuable for ALAC to have a public forum where we just offer the opportunity for anyone who has issues to put before ALAC and via ALAC before ICANN to get those out on the record if they feel they haven't been able to do that
sure.
in ICANN's own public forum.
Right, I think it's a good idea to call it public forum rather than policy meeting.
I'll make sure the title is reflective of that.
Am I the only one hearing bashing sounds like a machine shop?
No. Somebody is facing explosions.
I am hearing a bit of noise, but...
Sorry, it's probably my typing.
Sound like typing.
No.
It does sound a bit like a machine shop.
All right. Okay, good. I can carry on.
Do we have other matters on preparation for Lisbon meeting? Obviously, we'll continue to discuss this on the list as well.
I'd like to go on at least for 2 minutes on the ALS application procedure.
Please.
That's what we're... Are we there now, or is there anything else we want to do first?
Well,
we've got a collection of issues remaining. Report of the staff, budget matters, a few leftover membership matters, internal rules of procedure. I think we said those would be discussed in Lisbon. The vacant European ALAC seat... is a little bit urgent because there are people hanging out there waiting to know whether anything has been done with the applications they submitted.
Nick, did you write a little message in between to those?
We can't do.
I think that would be nice.
Are we basically going to just say that, you know, as part of the Lisbon European meeting, that the two regional reps will get elected, Aneta?
I don't know. I have no idea what's actually where we are now.
Well, I mean, that would be the logical. I mean, if we're going to form a RALO there, that would be the time to elect them.
If indeed coming out of the meeting we're going to have elected members from Europe, it seems foolish to have an appointed one in the interim.
But it would also be foolish to use that as pressure to create a RALO when the region isn't ready to do that.
No, no, there was an if in front of the other sentence.
Right. But I was just making that explicit.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm a little confused. Just for a matter of politeness, I would just say that, you know, we received their applications and, that, you know, there has to be an explanation why we are...
Oh, yes. I think that would be...
No, Aneta, you're quite correct, but to decide whether we select one of those and pass the names onto the board or not, I think we have to understand what the chances are of the European RALO coming into existence in time for that meeting.
Good point, yeah.
So perhaps at the moment we can simply let them know the state of affairs, that it is possible that a RALO will be formed and we're delaying asking for an appointment until that situation becomes more clear.
On the other hand, if we know a RALO will not be formed for Lisbon or in Lisbon, then we should appoint someone in enough time to get them to Lisbon.
True.
I think we're going to see one formed myself.
I was hearing otherwise, so...
We really need a procedure to handle this issue. We have a new vacancy in North America, and is there a RALO to deal with this issue in North America?
No.
And how to handle that?
That will take longer. Should we use the same call for applicants process for North America?
Yes, previously we called for nomination.
Yeah.
People sent in the statement of interest, but now we are now in the process of RALO formation.
Yes, but we should either say in the application, every single application submitted will be submitted to the board, or ALAC exercises absolute discretion, or ALAC will do X with the applications. I don't want to get into a spot where we think we've given a call for particular kinds of nominations and then decide afterwards that it would be inconsistent for us to say anything about the people who have put themselves forward.
My understanding is the board wants specific names, not a long list, but I may be wrong on that.
Well, we should give a recommendation, right?
Yeah, well, in the past, I guess we always agreed on one single name. So there's nothing bad in giving maybe two if we want, but not more than two, let's say, or three maybe, but not many.
I agree.
Right, just as Vittorio said, in Cape Town, we shortlisted the candidates and sent to the board. Those names are Annetta and John.
If you like, I'll reuse Annetta's note to Europe and send it out to North America.
Well, let's look at it first.
I think we need to first look at it and make sure that it says what we want it to say. All right. Are there agenda items that we want to attack on the call?
I would like to make a comment or two on the proposed ALS selection procedures.
Just a quick, I think the best is on this European issue. I think, Vittorio, the two of us should come up with a line Nick can send out on Friday or Saturday, something like that.
What?
Well, it seems that there has been some procedural, difficulties here, and I think we should just prepare something, a little message.
I'm not sure I understood about what, but
just an apology to the candidates that they have not.
Okay, so I got it. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
On the hiring Gene as web manager front, do you want me to take the proposal that Izumi had to put to the list and action that now? That the gist of.
Please.
To be honest.
Okay, well, I'm seeing Denise as soon as this call's over with, so I can talk. I'll talk to her about it then.
Nick, I didn't really look at it because I really don't know what the position entails. However, either we need to take this off the agenda or do something about it. So if the people who understand the issue think that Izumi's proposal is good, yes, we should go forward with it. If we need to revise it or decide we don't want the function anymore, we should decide that.
But thank you.
Simply putting it on the agenda every month is a bit futile.
So the consensus is that I take it forward, or?
Well, in the last conference call, we decided, yes, we want it, and Izumi should prepare something, and I helped him to do that.
Okay, so any objections to Nick going forward with Izumi's proposal? Other than from the crashing of construction equipment.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a plan then. I don't know what's left to discuss about the Ombudsman investigation. I think we've talked ourselves to death over that issue.
What is the issue in the agenda saying it's redacted?
The Ombudsman claims that the subject of his investigation is itself confidential, and to reveal the name of the entity that has complained to him, he has claimed in the past, is a violation of confidentiality.
Well, then he's violated his
own confidentiality. He has violated his own, absolutely, because Danny Younger was the first to point out to me that it was patently obvious from the report who the affected entity was.
He gave the submission date. There was only one
right.
ALS submitted
oh, yeah.
on that date. It's still open, and it's in French, which he makes clear.
As you please.
So, but, of course, his whole report on the web is marked confidential, so...
Right. So out of an abundance of caution, given our frequent run-ins with the Ombudsman, I thought it was amusing to add the redacted there. That's all.
One point is that Vittoria suggested that we have a meeting with him in Lisbon. Is that going
Does
to
anyone
happen
think that that will be productive?
Yes.
I think we should.
Yeah, and
I'm not saying it could be productive, but hope so.
There's clearly a question about what level of confidentiality, at what point, and all the rest of it. It was brought up on the call. A number of people on the call last month brought up, you know, what do we have to provide and what format and all the rest of it. So.
In the meantime, sorry if I ignored, but did we reach a consensus on how to deal with the 12 recommendations?
Good point.
I thought that we reached a consensus.
Vittorio, did you get a chance to send those on?
Well, no, we had a discussion, so I guess we just need to summarize them. So there's been no discussion anymore, and I was waiting to see whether this would be on the agenda for March 13. So if we, as soon as we know when the board will discuss it, maybe I will send in preparation for that meeting the recap of our discussion.
But we are sort of advised or given that we take some, you know, immediate action, at least for the first one of the Ombudsman's recommendation, for which I don't see anybody from ELAC is willing to agree with. And so I think we better convey some of our conclusions without waiting the board to take action.
Yeah, well, if you like. I mean, he called me yesterday, and I already told him that we are not intention to grant a provisional status of ARS to Andranet. So, and he replied, you're free to do that. The problem is that if then you lose the appeal, it will be an additional burden you have created on the applicant and so on. But anyway, so, I mean, we can put them more formally if we want. And
they are coming to Lisbon, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
Rio Bandolfi, so.
Oh, good. We'll finally get to meet them.
Yeah.
Or those who are in Lisbon will.
Vittorio?
Yeah?
If you talk to Frank again, although he said in his answer to us that it was not his job to prove anything to us, when we asked for the web references that convinced him they were good they were applicable members, one of his mandates is to negotiate and to try to reach common ground between parties. If he would like to help educate us as to why he believes they are good applicants, we could change our mind.
Yeah, I've already said that.
Well, if he believes so truly, though, that they are appropriate applicants, then it would be useful to know what the criteria is so that we could apply at this time and other times.
One would.
That's purely an educational issue, not a debate on this report.
That's what I was talking about meeting with the Ombudsman about.
Well,
exactly.
But that doesn't necessarily have to wait for Lisbon.
And I would like to understand what makes him suddenly think that organizations of organizations are fine. So that means we would have to, if I got that right, I didn't read these emails, just listening to you guys, I have the understanding that now he thinks that organizations of organizations is fine. That would mean that we have to pick up all the old applications like SEQA we rejected because of they are organizations of organizations.
Well, Annetta, we don't know if he decided organizations or organizations are okay, or if he has reason to believe that Internet is not an organization.
Well, no, I'm not talking about Internet org. I'm talking about this new telecommunication.
But
Telecommunities Canada.
Yeah, and by the way, he explained to me that sometimes he changes his argument as you discuss, so it's not easy, but once upon a time, he used to say that his point was that there had been this application, we were not fair in examining it, and so since we were not fair, he wants us to grant provisional status without, even if they didn't meet the criteria, so he's not interested in whether they meet the criteria or not. But simply because we were unfair to them, they deserve the provisional accreditation until there is an appeal that can decide.
On the other hand, his report makes it clear that he believes they meet the criteria.
Yeah, no, I agree. So, I suspect that this may be the argument.
Okay. I was raising the issue as an educational
issue, yeah, not as a procedural issue for this particular case.
But then if you don't meet the criteria, you just have to ask a committee, please be unfair to us, then we can join.
We could arrange that. Okay, can...
That seems to segue into the discussion of the ALS application process and criteria.
Okay.
Do we want to address that before?
I would like to make one quick statement. When I read this, my reaction was twofold. Number one, if we indeed accept this criteria, then the issue of can one of the subsidiary organizations also be an ALS? In other words, we have the umbrella organization and all 12 other ones are also an ALS, and it doesn't rule that out. And that sounds like double dipping at some level, which would be very hard to police at the very best. That's point number one. Completely separate point is it dawns on me that this is such a different interpretation from what we have used before, that although legal counsel may say that it is a reasonable interpretation, and I gather from Nick that legal counsel has said that, I would think this is a board issue to decide if this is the interpretation that ICANN wants. I don't think it's an ALAC issue to decide whether we change this interpretation or not from the bylaws.
My interest in coming up with this was twofold. Was one that we seem to be facing more umbrella NGOs, which in the case of Telecommunities Canada, the mission and purpose of the whole organization is so clearly congruent with that lodge. What do you do about them? You know, and on a broader level, with regions evaluating ALS applications and not having the experience of going through 100 of these, it seems sensible that at some point there be some written guidance.
Yeah, Nick,
I'm
not arguing with the wisdom of coming up with this or even maybe the wisdom of making this change. I'm saying if we make this change, we end up with having to resolve the issue of whether the umbrella organization and its subsidiaries can all in their own right be ALSs, number one. And number two is it sounds like this is a big enough change in direction that this should be a board decision, not an ALEC decision.
Yeah, and further, to me, it sounds as though this brings the issue of the distinctness of ALAC and MCUC and the proper role of the individual, nonprofit, civil society, and other components of that really into focus. And before we start slurping up members who would otherwise be paying members of MCUC, we should be also thinking about that overlap.
Well, there's also the issue that we end up being inundated with effectively NGOs that each claim they have the interest of the individual user at mind, and perhaps we become a very different organization.
Well, if the board is going to consider changing the conclusion we made, the board may also need to consider revising the bylaws, because our conclusion is obviously based on the bylaws. We don't have the flexibility to change that.
Yes, and perhaps then, rather than asking the board for their interpretation of the bylaws, we could also consider what we would want the bylaws to say and propose a resolution making the bylaws more clear in...
Those are viable paths. The point I was making was I think that this, what Nick is proposing, is more than an administrative procedural change. It really is a big enough direction that I don't think it's within our own mandate to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, at least I think that there should be a broader discussion on this, even in public maybe. So, I mean, I agree that it's a significant shift, and I've always seen it as a pity, the fact that we are missing some good organizations, but on the other hand, there was a reason why the Bibles were written like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, they were the ones that you already mentioned, so preventing people from having double voices and all of that. So it's, Well, I don't know. I have to think of that, but definitely it's not something I think we can do just as an administration.
That was my reaction.
Yeah.
I'm without making value judgments on it, I think there are some implications in it that are larger than just procedural ones.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, first of all, we should discuss whether we are happy with that. If we are happy with that, maybe it's enough that we send it to the board, we say we want to change this policy, are you fine with this? I mean, but I think that there should also be some discussion with the usual suspects in the public, meaning Danny Younger and the kind of people that really care about this. And I don't want to be, I mean, it would be attackable to just change it without discussing with anyone, so we should possibly call for public comment.
Definitely agree.
So what is the next step with this then?
Do we want to try to do something before Lisbon or to discuss this at the Lisbon meeting and take action and decide what to do then? I don't think we have enough time before Lisbon, to be honest, to give this proper hearing.
Could we put it into one of the items for the public forum at Lisbon?
I think we need to formulate our ideas before we put
yeah.
it into a public forum.
You're right.
Tuesday.
On Tuesday?
That is the public forum. We need to talk about it on Sunday so that it can be for the public forum on Tuesday.
I really would like to have Vittorio join this discussion too. How busy are you on Sunday?
My Sunday morning is free, so I had already asked her to switch the morning and the afternoon, of course. It's also a pity if I miss the final part of the Uralo meeting, but maybe
you'll clear until 1 o'clock, Vittoria.
Yeah.
Morning. So you'll be at the Uralo meeting.
Yeah, that was. I mean, if I'm not wrong, I have the morning free from the board, which means that I can attend the Uralo meeting in the morning. So what we could reach the Uralo meeting. I mean, the Uralo meetings with the. With part of the afternoon ALAC meeting, if we want to have an ALAC meeting on Sunday morning. But
if you do that, that means the tutorials are unavailable.
Ah, okay. So
yeah, that's a problem. Do you know what the board workshop on Sunday afternoon is? What the subjects are?
No idea.
Well, how long is it going to take place? Sunday?
1300 to 1800 is the board workshop.
Oh. So exactly.
Yeah, and I don't know yet, but I imagine that some of these workshops are actually the places where the real decisions are being made, because as far as I understand, it's the board meeting senior staff and discussing the open issues. So I guess that's really the moment where you should be there.
Well, in the morning they've got the committee, the board committee meeting.
Yeah, no, and, I'm not in the committee meeting, so I'm free in the morning. Absolutely.
Well, Nick, if you can talk with Tina, maybe she knows. Something about the workshop. It seems it will be one workshop for IDEA.
Yeah, there is. There's a tutorial from 15:30 to 17:30.
What about Saturday evening? We have a dinner on Saturday?
I was assuming that we would want to have all three Raylos and Alec all eat on Saturday night.
It's Alan here. I've got to drop out now.
Okay, yes. I was just going to say, I think we've exceeded the time planned for the conference call, but had a productive call, so...
Well, before closing, I just want to touch upon the AP Uralo status.
Oh, yeah, and I would like to say good work on F Raylo and AP Raylo, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, to summarize, yes, we reached our full consensus in the MOU and the operating principles, and we even initialed, meaning we put our signatures and sent, I think Nick is going to send it to the board, right?
It's gone to the legal council preparatory to starting the public consultation.
So it will be on the official website today or tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
But officially we need 30 days, and we may be able to cut it to a slightly shorter so that we can get the final signatures or signage by the board in Lisbon's board meeting.
That's right.
In the meantime, we are assigned to hold the election of the officers, including two ALAC representatives, as well as a chairman, vice chairman, or chairperson, and the secretariat, which will be taking place within 2 weeks' time, and we should be able to report all the results before and at Lisbon. Paul, would you supplement anything?
Not exactly. You may want to make you announcement.
Well, there's certain interesting areas, but we agreed to reach as much as consensus for the election of the officers and the people. And there are several suggestions, but I decided to try to put myself for the candidate for the ALAC for another year, perhaps, to keep the sort of stability, while at the same time we may welcome the other new members as well. And Hona, hopefully, will remain as the liaison to the IDN from ALAC. Is that correct?
Correct. But of course, it's totally subject to the decision of the committee and the local community.
Hi, Zoumé. This is Pierre. Did you develop any criteria for these officers?
Well, we put some shortest definition of the chair, vice chair, and the secretariat, yes. But very, very short. Very general.
Right. For the two representatives to ALAC, we have, just Izumi said, a very short description. Say they should be coming from two different and large structures in Asia-Pacific region.
Okay. Different, and of just different nationalities.
Right.
Okay. Can you share this with us? Because I think right now in Africa, this is also an issue we should be tackling. And
It's the same basic criteria, Pierre, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Two different countries, two different ALSs.
Yeah.
Well, I think the draft MOU and operating principles is already on the wiki.
It is, yes.
Yeah, I think it is. Yes.
Yeah, they're all up.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay, thanks.
Excellent.
And shall I just carry forward the ALS applications process document to the Lisbon admin meeting?
Yep.
Yes, but there are a few items from here that we didn't get to, and we'll carry over, I suppose, for on
I'll
list.
I'll make up some more draft agenda type things like this, links and all the rest of it.
Excellent. Well, thank you all, and I won't see you in Lisbon, but have a good meeting, and I will join you for on-list discussions.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you. Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
And all.
Have a good day, afternoon, evening.
Bye, all.
Good morning.
Bye.
Thank you.